Item is the cluster ordinance discussion. I believe it was our colleague, Mr. Johnson, that very wisely made that suggestion that we hold off on that discussion until Mr. Lank could be here.
Well, now, Mr. Chairman, I find that Mr. Burton isn't here, and whether we ever have all of us here on a Wednesday is might be a question given the summer months, but I think it's really something that would be a benefit if we all have input on it. Because I know it's something that the issues come up for others and myself, and perhaps we'd benefit more from having the whole panel of commissioners as well as the staff.
We're getting ready to lose a member, so.
Well, I would prefer the benefit of all the existing commission because of their experience prior to bringing on another one, if that's possible, whether or not it is.
Well, we have at least one more meeting this month. He's in until July 1st, whether he wants to be or not.
But that agenda's already been put out.
The agenda's already posted up for next weekend.
That's right. Not 2 weeks from now.
It would have to be amended today to be able to put it on for next Thursday.
Well, we'll see how fast they get around to.
I would echo, I'll tell you.
Already on the agenda for a reappointment.
Mr. Johnson's thoughts about having everybody here, because as you go through it, the cluster ordinance is one that's been amended with amendments to the amendments. And to go through it, you know, it's probably a good idea to have the full commission here.
I think so.
Because there's actually now, there's sort of two tracks for a cluster subdivision really as a result of the latest amendment, so, potentially. So they don't have to explain it twice, too.
Yeah, but difficult. One of the difficulties is that the there's been so many amendments to the ordinance in the zoning ordinance itself and the subdivision ordinance in the last year and a half that it needs to be printed again. So you've got a current document in front of you.
And it's
going to be a while yet before we get that.
Yeah, and general code, I'm not sure how they're going to print it because it's actually two paths within the one section of the ordinance, you know, and depending on whether you want to go by the new superiority standards and get expedited scheduling, or the old superiority standards, which is pretty, you know, discretionary, I guess. I don't know how they're going to separate that out when they print it, when general code does. But anyway.
Any time frame on when that might be printed?
Well, what Robin's doing now is trying to put it all together so that they can get it to general code, and general code does a proof, and then she has to check the proof, see if it's all there. And then if it's probably be after July 1 when a new budget starts, but I'm sure it would be because it's got to be approved by council, so it's got to be, it'll have to be sometime after the first of the fiscal year starts on July 1.
Well, I would think that from aid and discussion purposes, it would be beneficial to have that available, you know, to commission and staff, you know, ahead of time, just to, like you said, there's two pathways to go with the clusters, and we're struggling with superiority to start with.
I mean, I can explain it pretty quickly and concisely, I think, without waiting until general code, if that's a concern. I mean, it's not, you know.
Our point?
No, Vince point. So, but, you know, I don't know that you necessarily need to wait until general code comes out with it.
No, I don't necessarily have to. I'm just saying that it would be nice if we had a completed document in front of us so we see everything and don't miss anything.
But
it gets confusing when somebody asks you a question. You've got to pull all these extra stapled pieces together because they're too big to put in the ordinance as it's written. Guess we could do it ourselves then. Hey, just keep amending them. Get a copy of it running through the system and start making changes until we have something, but
whatever you all want to do.
The consensus to wait till we have a full commission to discuss it, or you want to pick a date? Or Vincent, maybe Vincent's ready for today.
Can they have a fifth meeting? This is an important component of our new comp plan, and I'd like to see us move on it as soon as we could. But I'd also like to see us do it in a, as simple a process as possible, so there's, we're not exposing ourselves to different loopholes and runarounds with that. You know, if it means that we come out to a checklist or whatever, but it is an important part of the comp plan. The consultants, URDC, had recommended that we act on it.
And that's one of the concerns I have now. We need to establish a firm date of when our ordinances are due to the Office of State Plan Coordination, because we really haven't done any many officially since the adoption of the comp plan, other than ones we were already in the works, had already started on. Because a couple of them we started before we adopted.
I know Mr. Couts and URDC had been coordinating some of them. There's a...
But we haven't, I haven't talked directly to URDC in months. No contact at all. Because they had sent some starts to Rick.
Right.
And Rick had reviewed them and offered them to Dave and council, and there was some, a little bit of interest in some, which we've already discussed, and there wasn't a real push to start on the others yet. But one of these, shortly, we're going to have to go gangbusters to get them done if they give us the deadline.
Get that fifth meeting.
That might be a sixth meeting.
I'm like six now.
One of the things that it seems to be intangible to me about the cluster, when I see a design on the easel by our very capable engineering and design firms, it seems like when I see a good plan, I know it. You know, even before the applicant's attorney, in conjunction with the exhibit book, it almost like it becomes self-evident of, you know, superiority to a standard subdivision. The superiority just seems to me a lot of times to ring out as here's a thoughtful design, you know, with adequate green space, space between the houses, green space between the houses, and I think that our design engineering firms are doing a lot better than they were 4 or 5 years ago.
When they put it up on an easel in front of you and it's got a little color, you can see it a lot better than you can when you're folding page after page after page and trying to visualize what the whole thing looks like.
Correct. And the juxtaposition to what a particular parcel would look like if it were developed with a seemingly by right subdivision of 3/4 acre lots, a lot of times it will leap out. Owing that the commission knows that those generally are placed in a less than illustrious light when those standard subdivisions are presented, it still gives an idea of what you could do within the specific densities.
Well, what Mr. Smith just described is essentially the most recent amendment to the cluster ordinance. If the new ordinance sets forth that you have to have a yield plan and it sets forth more specific superiority design criteria, but what it says is that it's elective whether you want to use those criteria and do the yield plan. If you elect to go that route, you get expedited review. If you don't elect to go that route, you're just under the general superiority standards that was there before, which is sort of back to, you know, the I know it when I see it sort of analysis. You know, I think, like you said, that the engineers are getting the point, they're going to design it probably to the same level of superiority either way, really. There's some extra work going into the elective side with doing the yield plan. There's a buffer requirement in that one for wetlands, you know, and some other things. So, but I can go through all that. And it'd probably be helpful, too, just for Mr. Burton to be here since he does see a lot of the clusters.
Well, if you can't set a meeting up before Mr. Gordy moves on, it would be beneficial for the new member to be involved in that participation of the conversation also.
Definitely.
That'll be a quick learn for him to get one of the, that's something we look at almost every month in public hearing.
Oh, yeah.
Not being sexist, sorry, Mr. Lang. You say him?
No, it don't matter. Person.
Person. Just check it.
Now, I'm learning that real fast with Mrs. Deere. She kind of lets you know that she's a councilwoman. Got to be careful what I say in there.
Councilperson.
Well, certainly the issue that's before us as a commission is, and given the length of time it takes the applicants to get to us, even with expedition being expedited, it might be a while before we see something come to us in their superior design mode. So maybe that helps to reduce some of the need to act expeditiously on this. And I concur with you, Mr. Lang, that it'd be a great information for a new commission member to be part of that. And not knowing how long Mr. Gordy might be here, even though he's not reappointed.
Well, just for your information, because it's public record, the council agenda has a slot on it for planning and zoning commission appointment for next Tuesday. So we may know who our new commissioner will be effective the 1st of July next week, maybe. It might only be discussed or it might be an action taken, I don't know. I haven't heard any names. Might be a reappointment of Benjamin Gordy, we don't know.
Well, Mr. Chairman, based on our discussion today, my motion is that we have the cluster ordinance discussion at a yet-to-be-determined future meeting when we can have the opportunity for all the commission members, whether they're new or old, to be here.
Okay. We need a motion. I mean, that's in the form of a motion. Do we necessarily need a motion for?
I don't really think that you need a motion. I mean, it's just discussion.
The minutes just show that we took no action.
Yeah.
Since it says we take no action and essentially going to address it at another time. All right, then, gentlemen, that appears to complete our agenda for the day. Mike, you have anything else for the good of the order?
Nope. Oh, there's a large packet in front of you that Shane dropped off for the public hearings for next week.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else? We'll stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing.